occurring at NHK of America on at State Road 28 and I-65. And Clinton County 911 Director Renee Crick, if you want to go into what you experienced and what your and you were right on the radio as well, I do believe a lot. So I'll let her speak of the initial calls that came in.
Sure. My staff immediately, we took approximately 9 911 calls in a matter of just a short time. My staff immediately dispatched police, fire, and EMS out to the NHK facility. We were able to immediately gather pertinent information, which included suspect information that my staff, they were able to quickly put that out to our officers, and in turn helped locate our suspect.
Absolutely. So within just 2 minutes of the initial dispatch going out, we had Deputy Dennis Tillman from the Clinton County Sheriff's Office was in the area, was able to identify the vehicle, and then engage into a pursuit. The suspect and vehicle failed to yield to his emergency lights and accelerated up into the speeds of 90 to 100 miles an hour, going eastbound into State Road 20, and at which time the pursuit ended in the construction zone in Frankfort City. With the assistance of Frankfort City and the chief of police, they were able to take this person into custody, and a cooperative, non-resistant at the scene after he crashed his vehicle. So he was taken into custody without incident. At the scene, I know that the tragedies that Clinton County has faced today is something that will never go unforgotten or unnoticed. The two people that lost their lives today were a grandmother and a granddaughter. Traveling to work together to start their shift. These folks, their name is, first, one of the victims' names is Promise Mays, and her grandmother is Pamela Sled. The family has been notified and all notifications have been made, and they were the deceased at the scene. The suspect has been identified and is in custody. His name is Gary C. Farrell II. He is in custody, and this is a preliminary investigation into what exactly happened. Currently, the prosecutor himself is at one of the crime scenes issuing and executing a search warrant on the victim's vehicle. And so he is assisting with that, and their office is busy, or he would have been here with us this evening. And preliminary investigation shows we're just now finishing up all of the witness information and their written statements and being taken by detectives. So it's one of those things where this is an evolving thing. We have the assistance of several agencies, and I'd like to give them credit at this time. It's ISP and District 14, their detectives, as well as their road officers and Sergeant Pierce, Frankfort Police Department for assisting in containing the scenes and taking the suspect into custody. I'd also like to thank, obviously, Clinton County 911, the Frankfort Fire Department, County EMS, the NHK personnel and staff that were there. Also, I'd like to, also add that the FBI was an immediate phone call to our agency and presented and provided assistance and manpower at the scene, as well as alcohol, tobacco, and firearms are also assisting with executing search warrants at this time. So there will be more information released at a later date and further information into the case. As far as charging information, I will leave that to the Clinton County Prosecutor, Anthony Sommer. He will provide the charging information, I'm sure, in the next 48 hours, if not sooner, with the official charges. So the suspect is being detained at our facility until then. So if you have questions now, please ask.
Names of the suspect and victims?
And their age, please.
And their ages.
Yes. The suspect, his name is Gary, G-A-R-Y, middle initial is C. His last name is Farrell, F-E-R-R-E-L-L. He is the second. He is a 26-year-old male. Promise Mays is 21 years old. I do not have her date of birth at this time. Pamela Sled is 62 years old, and I do not have her date of birth at this time.
Can you spell those names?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. Promise Mays, P-R-O-M-I-S-E, last name M-A-Y-S. Pamela Sled, P-A-M-E-L-A, last name Sled, S-L-E-D.
Can you say if they, there was a, what the relation beyond coworkers were between Mr. Farrell and Mr.
I can't say that at this time, and I don't know at this time. I know that from talking to some of the workers and the staff at NHK of America that they do work, they have worked together in the past. They do know each other. A lot of the information provided to 911 was the person's name as the suspect. So we were provided that information. These folks all worked together at the two different plants. Some came from the old plant, some, you know, and so they all pretty much know each other.
Do you know if he's a current employee?
He is a current employee.
All
three are current employees.
You said the two women were starting their shift. Was Mr. Farrell starting his shift as well? Or
was Mr. Farrell was not starting his shift, and I believe his shift was during the day. The other two were coming in that afternoon.
So he completed his shift?
I believe so.
So how long is this plant going to be closed, and what is NHK doing for the rest of their employees?
NHK, they did provide me a statement, and I'll give you a copy of the statement that they provided, and I can read it if you want, would like me to. But NHK immediately contacted, or shut down the plant. Obviously, they shut down the number two plant, which is the one that's closer to Frankfort at in the area of 200 West. So they shut down the plants. They're trying to, gather all their resources for their employees tomorrow. I'd also like to thank our chaplain service at the Clinton County Sheriff's Office. They immediately deployed with us within minutes after us arriving to scene, and they were out there till probably 35 minutes ago, and they also go with us to help make notification to the families, and we have two chaplains with the family at this time. And in the very near future, for tomorrow and for how long it takes, our chaplains are made available to NHK of America, and they will be there tomorrow for both shifts at both plants. So with that, NHK has given me a statement. If you'd like me to read it, or I can give you copies. And basically, the signature on it would be NHK of America. And I'll leave these up here on the table, and you can feel free to grab one when you take a leave.
Where was the wreck at? Where did he wreck his car?
The wreck occurred, Chief Shoemaker?
Just in the construction zone on East State Road 28 in Frankfort, right where the plane went off the side of the road in the median. The road's been cut down pretty far, so I think that ended it for him when he fell off the side of the road.
Did you recover a firearm?
At this time, they're executing the search warrants with the ATF and the FBI and on the residents as well as the vehicle. When I have that information, we will definitely release that information.
So where does Mr. Farrell reside?
Mr. Farrell resides, I believe, in Frankfort.
Okay. And the victims also?
They live north of the area in the northern end part of the county.
Okay. So Rossville?
What's that?
Rossville
area.
So the FBI is assisting in this investigation?
Yes, as well as the ATF.
Both the victims, were they both shot?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you say to the community? I've chatted with a few people around town, and they've all heard about it on Facebook. Unfortunately, a family member of the victims posted asking about her loved ones and then found out through someone there. What do you say to the community that's hurting tonight?
Well, we are all a part of the community, and it is something that I don't think you can ever prepare for as police, as fire, as EMS, as 911, dispatchers, everybody included, and our community. This is something that you can't prepare for. We watch it happen in other cities and other states, other areas, other parts of this world, and you hope and pray that it never happens here at home. So with that, it's difficult. It's crushing because the people that I am working with NHK and the people that work at NHK, most of those folks I know, most of them, we've as police officers, as EMS, as people that live in this community. This is a 32,000 people in this community. That's it. So it's really easy to know and make the connections and know the families and things like that. So it is devastating, and it's going to take a long time to heal from this, I'm sure. So every resource that we have, we're going to try and provide that to the community, to NHK of America, and to, you know, everybody that we can reach out to. I don't know the answer to that. I wish I did. But there's no way that we can console this and make this it's not acceptable. It's a devastating, violent act that we cannot tolerate, and sometimes we're just there to pick up the pieces.
Did the shooting happen in the parking lot?
Yes, ma'am.
And then do you know if the gunman was targeting the two women, or was he just randomly shooting?
At this time I can't say that they were randomly or that they were targeted. You know, it's one of those things that in the furtherance of this investigation with our detectives, that we will find out more information and be able to provide that this time. And at glance, they worked together. We don't know what the catalyst was to make this happen. This was shift change. There was a lot of other people in the area, in the general area, the cafeteria, and that was right there where everybody's crossing paths. So, we will look into it, and we will find out. That's for sure.
Renee, can you spell your name, please?
Sure. Renee, R-E-N-E-E. My last name's Crick, C-R-I-C-K.
And your title?
Director, Clinton County Central Dispatch.
Do you mind spell your name for us again as well?
It's Rich Kelly, R-I-C-H. Last name Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Yeah, I would like to say, in this type of circumstance, you always count on everybody doing their job. And that's something that I can't say enough tonight with all the help from everything, from every agency in this community, Mulberry Police Department. I apologize to them. They were also there, and that's one of our towns here with the town marshal. Jeremy Rushin from Mulberry came, south to help us, and, EMS and the fire and those things. I mean, it's just, I can't say enough for our entire community and all the services that provide, that everything worked is to the response of what was happening. So with that, I have to, it's hats off to everybody that's out there working, and as a first responder, there's a lot of stuff that we carry home with us.
Were the victims, since you mentioned Mulberry, were the victims from Mulberry or Rossville?
They're from the Rossville area.
Okay.
Yes. And it's not that far apart. We're talking
right, yeah,
5 miles, 6 miles.
And the suspect is from?
I think he's got a Frankfort address.
Does he have a criminal past?
At this time, no. Not in particular. No, there's nothing that would indicate that he had any criminal past or criminal history.
This factory just opened up a couple months ago, isn't that correct?
Yes. This factory is the second factory for NHK of America here in the community, and they did ribbon cutting, I think it was in May. So, it's a brand new start, brand new systems out there, and everything state of the art. They do have security there, things like that, and so it's one of those devastating things that you truly, I'm not sure that any measure would have kept this from happening. If nobody else has any other questions, I'm going to turn one of these over here. Please leave your email address so that you can get any further updates, because I know there's a lot of folks that showed up, and we have a general list of people that go out, and we'll add you to the list and make sure that everybody gets all the updates. And like I say, the prosecutor's office will possibly do their own release or provide us with more information, and we'll get that to you as soon as possible.